It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Last year, we learned about plans to open a cat-friendly cafe in Atlanta, and we knew which producer to send. The only guy that brings his cat to the office, Sean Powers. The Java Cats Cafe has now opened its doors, and Sean went to visit. The space has two sections, one to drink coffee with humans and the other to hang out with adoptable cats.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks. If you have any questions, let me know. Most of the cats here have collars on that have their names on them. Blue is male, pink is female. Do you guys have cats at home?
Two.
Awesome. Okay, well, you're good to go. Just have fun.
My name is Rachel Whitmire, and I'm a cat lounge host here. And my job is to make sure the cats are interacting well with all of our guests and that they have enough food and water and a clean place to use a litter box. And then also to figure out what their favorite toys are. That is a meowing piano.
Meow. He seems to like it.
Hello.
They're all so sweet.
I just love cats.
I'm Tita Lovell. I'm a teacher. I'm wearing a black cat t-shirt. I'm a big cat nerd, so it's right up my alley. No pun intended. I think cats just have a personality, and what I like about them is that you have to get to know the cat to really understand the cat, you know. As opposed to a dog, like, you know a dog from the get-go. This dog is happy, and that's the dog. As opposed to, like, it's a person. You know, if you meet somebody new, you have to take time to get to know them, and cats are the same way.
This is Olivia. She's
that's
been adopted.
Mama that's Mama Turnip.
She is very unhappy.
Would you like a treat?
If only had a video right now. The cat's trying to crawl out the window.
My name is Britt Mayo. I do field operations, basically data collection for a technology company. Right now I'm seeing lots and lots of toys. This is, so people can visualize it, almost like a skate park except for cats. There are ramps and there are little jumper boards for the cats to go up the walls, kind of diagonally, one board to the next. It's kind of a cat's dream playscape.
I used to have a black cat. He liked my roommate more, so I gave him to my roommate.
My name's Bridget Bott. It's really cool. It's a different experience. So I love cats and I love coffee. So it's cool for the two to be together.
And then once it's at a blood temperature, you dunk it to where it's nice and silent and you're just heating the milk to that perfect temperature. My name is Chris Mason. I am the certified barista trainer here at Java Cats. My wife was the one that told me about this place. I was going to school and working at a burrito shop, and my wife came up to me and said, like, Chris, there's a place that's serving coffee and cats, and you're really good at coffee, and I want to pet cats, so you need to go apply there and get a job.
My name is Hayden Hilton, and I am the owner of Java Cats Cafe. I just hope, you know, in a year from now, we're still successful, still doing high number of adoptions, that we, you know, live beyond the hype. Right now, people are really excited about this new, different idea, but I want to be a staple coffee shop in Atlanta, and just people come for the coffee, not necessarily always for the cats, or people come for the cats, not necessarily for the coffee, but just be a great coffee shop that, you know, is giving back to the community.
That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. Olivia, one of the cats you heard, got adopted this week. You can hang out at the Cat Cafe too, but you'll need a reservation. For details on how to make one and for photos from the cafe, visit gpbnews.org.